We've now got Alex Paul Gonzalez talking about going cross platform.
All right, so yeah, it's like the third time I talk about cross platforming stuff at the academy. You're probably already tired of this, but I think it's something very important, so I don't have a problem with being very, very stubborn. I'm stubborn on other aspects of my life. So with talks at the academy, it's also good. First of all, who am I? I'm Aleix, like he said. And what I want to emphasize here is that I've been working for the most of the of my KDE time on applications. What does that mean? Well, you've all heard KDE is not the desktop anymore, and it's all about all kind of different projects. And even if when I joined KDE, it was a desktop, I was already working on applications. My first application I worked on in KDE was KAlgebra, and shortly followed by KDevelop, which, well, arguably have maybe nothing that much to do with Plasma. But then one of the biggest reasons why I hacked on KDE was probably because I was already using Qt at that time. And one of the reasons I used Qt was the documentation. The second one, though, was that I was not tying myself into a platform. I remember, actually, when I was teenager, reading documentation. Back then, I actually used Windows, and I had this feeling every time I read one of those books that learning that would make me be only there, right? And what I wanted to do is to create stuff that more or less everyone can use. So why I keep talking about cross-platform and about being able to be on other places? And for me, the reason is that I don't want all of our projects to be focusing a niche or focusing just a subset of society. When I create free software, I create it with a bigger mindset. And actually, I don't want that the technology we're using or the platform we're using is the limiting factor on who's going to be able to enjoy it. And I completely will agree that free software platforms will be better for everyone, and we should tell everyone to use them, but then I still want to improve society without waving a flag, right? So anyway, I think that the first and most important point is to reach the large use base, to reach society. Nowadays, I don't think we would consider that the people who use computers or who use technology, this kind of technology, as in IT, are a subset of society. Nowadays, I would consider that everyone is using them, and we need to go to them and say, well, we are some nice people who make free software, and we make it for you, and we're here to help you. Another very important reason is that we want to make software that is part of our life altogether, that is not only part of what we're doing when we're in front of a computer. Audouin and Sebas already showed that that we're working at Blue Systems on this device that we will be able to carry around. But then, first of all, currently, when you get a device, it's much easier that it's not using KDE than it is, right? And reducing all the use cases to whatever Plasma phone is would be reducing our scope and our mindset a lot, and in a very not needed way. But on the other hand, here we're talking about creating technology. We're talking about creating software that can have an impact on many aspects of our lives. And well, most of you over here will have an Android phone, will have an iOS phone, you will have a BlackBerry phone. So I think it's a very legitimate use case still for a free software community like we are. So what do I mean when I talk cross-platform? There's probably many different definitions, and maybe I'm not using the correct semantics even, but what do I mean? Well, there's two very important axes in the concept as I see it. There's on one hand the form factor. You can be talking about a TV, and you can be talking about a phone or a desktop. And the other axis would be clearly the platform, the operating system, the technology. And actually, most of the technologies, of the operating systems, will have different form factors and vice versa. And actually, in KDE even, we are covering already a lot of them. And even if, when we talk about making software that is targeting the many form factors that Plasma supports, even if we can do it, we still have the problem that we need to adapt to each one of them, right? So in the end, we have a huge problem with a ton of variables, which ranges from what compilers to use, what look and feel rules to adapt to, or even, yeah, the form factor, right? So since I am now no guru, I will talk about my experience a little bit. And I will start talking about KAlgebra because everyone knows that I love the project. And yeah, it's my guinea pig project to move anything which is KDE related into a platform, because basically it doesn't rely on too many operating system dependent features, and it still has a library and an application, so you get to play around as if it's a standard KDE project, right? So, I think that the most important part when we talk about nowadays operating systems, especially mobile, but nowadays not even really, is to get our platform or software on wherever the users are gonna reach out to the software. In the 90s or even in the 2000s, the way to install stuff, especially on Windows, which is what people used back then, was to download an installer kind of thing, and from whoever it was, with all of the viruses and everything, and get it in your computer. On Linux, on the other hand, we were probably a bit smarter. We probably could leverage on some assumptions, but on the other hand, we had the distributions that already allowed us to have a library and to do those stuff. And actually, it's what we've been doing so far. On Linux, we have never really distributed any binaries. What we've been doing is just relying on the distributions, and it has worked. Well, we know how it has worked. It has worked reasonably well, but could be better, whatever. In any case, on Linux platforms, we've been where the users reach out to. On the rest of the platforms, we haven't. And more the devices are starting to be more narrowed. For example, if you go to many of the operating systems, the modern operating systems, and you try to download something from the interwebs, that thing that you're downloading won't be able to be installed on the computer, right? Or it will warn saying this is coming from virus land. So, well, we need to be there. We need to be where people are expecting us to go, and yeah. Another thing that we start to think about then is, well, I have this application that is working on Linux generally because it's what we're using. I need to port it to this platform, and then you start realizing that some issues, some differences will arise. Some of them will be technical, exclusively, like where do I look for the main.qml file, where do I look for my images. Qt abstracts some of these issues, doesn't abstract others, and there's many hacks that we can use to solve them. But my suggestion here is to always try to have one code base, because it's what I feel that will have the most maintainability in the long run. And actually, not be too strict there. I haven't managed actually to do that. even on Android at the moment, and in KAlgebra, which should be trivial, it is not. I have some if devs for Android, and I'd say it's fine. I think that it's very interesting at this point that we start to think about how should have it been so that I didn't have had this problem. So we can start moving this and trying to solve these issues upstream, whether it's in CMake or in Qt, because most of these issues will happen on other projects. And this is especially interesting because this way we don't become that project that could get to Android, but we are creating the KDE that will go to Android or that will go to Ubuntu phone, right? And then there's the UI. The UI is something that one would assume that it should be maybe probably the same on every platform. The truth is that at the moment it's quite impossible to get that. Qt tried to come up with the Qt Quick controls that integrated on the look and feel of the different platforms, and actually it kind of works nowadays. Even on Android, they have a huge hack that makes applications look native, and since it's a huge hack, they are also moving away from it, which is kind of understandable. But then in any case, you also need to cater to the different form factors, and it's not something that you can generalize. So in the end, you need to create specific UIs, or that's what I've done, at least, for the different platforms, and then it's actually quite recommended, or I would recommend to have different ones for the different form factors, because otherwise things that would look good on a smart screen look like humongous on the bigger one. Then another example I would like to talk about is KDE Connect. I started working on it mostly this year, because I think it's a really cool project and I wanted to experiment a little bit. And of course, the set of problems I found were actually quite different. First of all, KDE Connect is nowadays only working on two platforms. It's working on Android and it's working on, let's call it KDE. And on Android, it's using the Android SDK, so it's a Java application. And it's actually something quite a novelty for KDE. It's actually the only application that has decided to go into another platform and say, well, I'm going to use whatever it's offering in order to integrate with KDE and in order to make a common platform. But it's still actually leveraging the other platform rather than our technologies. And of course, this has its own set of problems, right? For example, each person who wants to implement a feature, like an example was the remote keyboard or touchpad, right? It had to be implemented on KDE first and then Android or vice versa. And it had to land on both sides at the same time so that it could be used, otherwise it was like useless. And this is a problem. I mean, if you only have one code base, you have only one set of problem of bugs, etc. The other problem that KDE Connect has as well is that DBoss is cross-platform-ish. So one thing we could say is, well, let's use the same code base, for example, or maybe big chunk of what KDE Connect is on KDE Connect. KDE is on Android, and then add an Android SDK kind of UI on top. This could be perfectly feasible, but then we need to start removing these kind of technologies that we're using and we cannot use there, or I'm actually not really sure if it's gonna work here, that maybe, I'm not sure. But in any case, there's these things, like for example, KDE Connect has to be ported to other different desktops as well at some point, right? And when we considered macOS and Windows, we thought DBoss is probably acceptable. Also, nobody really knows, and there's nobody really pushing for those platforms. So it's kind of hard to tell. And that's actually it's a bit the point, right? if you have few people, especially on the non-Linux KDE platforms, you especially on those cases you want to have people that are on top. On Android we could, because Albert, who is the maintainer, did the Android SDK implementation and so on. But then on the other platforms we want to have even less of a divergence than on Linux. Actually, we had a last year for iOS, and it was kind of ready. It was doing the things it should have done, and the reason it wasn't uploaded to the Apple Store so people could use it was that the guy was not that very responsive, and we didn't feel that comfortable with maintaining the code base he came up with, because none of us have iOS devices, none of us have the experience, therefore it was a bit of a suicide, maybe, I don't know. So in that case, also if we had used the same code base we were used to, and we only had to worry about the UI, maybe it would have made sense. So, we're still talking about what I was saying before. By pushing the dependencies up and down, what I mean is let's try to leave some kind of safe space whenever possible, that you can say this is going to work on any platform, or this is going to work on the set of platforms that we want to support. So whenever the guy who is very interested in Yola phones, for example, we can tell him, you can try this code base and you are not going to die in the attempt, because otherwise they already feel quite unsecure about developing, especially on those platforms. Nobody really knows how they work, and the people who approach you, they probably usually just want the application more or less working. And what we did there was to allow the possibility to, for example, strip Kayo dependencies and NK service, which pulled a lot of stuff, because it's already in a lot of work to ask them to compile it and to package it for the platform if you have to ask them to package all of the KDE frameworks to get onto that platform. How we did that actually was that at the moment we can have use Kayo network configuration or use the Qt version. So if you don't want the Kayo dependency, for example, you can just use Qt, and then it will only work for file and HTTP and a couple of stuff. And if you use the Kayo one, it will use all of the platform, all of the protocols, which is kind of cool. Then, when we talk about this, what we're talking about is something I call to myself the control and integration compromise, which is whenever you want to control more how something works, like let's say integrate better with how the kernel works, integrate better with what the application looks like, you're losing integration automatically, because the platform might do the same that you're doing, or it might do something very different. For example, you might decide that in kdevelop you want the menus on the bottom and you want the toolbars on the left, and your application will look weird on every platform because no other platform is doing that. And it's actually the kind of things you probably want to decide at some point. Also, I wanted to add a couple of slides with my experience with Plasma Phone, which is admittedly not that big. But in general, the thing to take into account there is that mostly things just work over there because it's actually the same operating system we're already using. It's, or at least the same stack, except for Wayland. So if things doesn't work, it's mostly Martingrass's error. And when it works, it's thanks to you because you did such an amazing job. But in any case, what usually happens is that you have an application that it's maybe a desktop application that's called One. It was looking properly on a desktop, you put it over there, it looks like a Frankenstein kind of thing. And well, then you have to work on doing the specific UI for the phone, which actually at this, in this case, it can be either moving, making the small components adaptable into the form factor, or it could be doing the whole UI altogether, which is what the whole UI altogether is what we're doing, or I was doing on KAlgebra, or Muon what I'm doing nowadays, and it could change because it's not final yet, but what I'm doing nowadays is making the components to understand that it's on a small screen, so it needs to position a bit differently, but only on a per component basis. So as conclusions, I want to remind a little bit that what we want is to make, when we design an application, we can design it into moving on other platforms at some point in life. It's not a new field. It's software engineering has been about that for since long time. It's completely fine. And I think it's very rewarding to see your software working on very different use cases, or at least different, very different devices. For me, actually, it was quite interesting to see Console or Cape Wright working on the phone. It was something like, is this really supposed to be working correctly? I think it's really cool. But then, as I was saying, trying to improve the foundations, like improving Qt, improving frameworks, this goes a long way, because you're not improving just your use case, you're improving probably any other use case, and it will make that the suffering I was going through when I started with KAlgebra, I don't have to go through it when I'm porting other applications, and so you don't, so you're welcome. And yes, downsizing. What I meant with this is the Kayo compromise. Having Kayo everywhere, it's really cool. And actually, for example, on the phone, we just put it there and it works and it's amazing. And we have little parties about Kayo. But then on Android, it's maybe not needed. And we have mechanisms to cut it down. It could be interesting for some projects. And actually, I don't think that we have to be very scared of saying this cannot be done on Android, because if you want to use a proper platform, you would use the Plasma phone, of course. And then the look and feel, which is actually something I don't have a solution for. I would love to tell you what you should do. Things keep changing. We keep, Qt has evolved a lot in the last 3 or 4 years. It started with QML, Qt Quick 2. Qt Quick Controls, and now Qt Quick Controls 2, which is something completely different. And so it's still a bit of a moving target, but this also means that it's an interesting subject, and I would suggest that to take a look on it and follow it. And this is a bit the controversial part. It's a hard problem, and actually we are doing something very different. Actually, Qt used to be about code once, run anywhere, and the corollary would be, and it will look integrated with the platform. And actually, with the last developments in QML, and actually, even since the start of QML, things haven't been integrating all that properly. So the thought I want to put in people's minds, and actually I want to talk with the VDG about, is to consider whether we really want to look integrated with the platform right away, as a main goal. Like for example, if you think about what other people are doing, or Krita, I was talking with Lanier last week. He was telling me that when they were porting to Windows, at some point they realized that the style that was running over there wasn't that good, and they ended up using the Plastic Q style, which actually means not really integrating with the look and feel of the platform. And I understand it's quite fine with people. I don't really think somebody would say, I'm not gonna use Krita because the buttons are not ugly. Another example is Google are using the material design a bit of a brand nowadays. And I was looking at an iPhone from a friend some days ago, and if you look at it, the applications on iOS from Google are also replicating the design decisions that they took on Android. So that means that integration is good. I'm not really going to challenge that, but there's probably other ways to look at it. And actually, this would make our work probably much simpler in some areas, and it would open maybe some new opportunities. So, well, I would like to hear some your thoughts at some point, and maybe now in the questions or during the week, which I'm going to be here. So, yeah, thank you.
Questions?
The sound thing is sort of really interesting because I noticed that a lot of the really expensive cross-platform Qt applications all use hardcore style. Some of them extremely ugly, but they use the same style on OS X, Windows, and Linux.
Other questions?
I'm curious what your thoughts are on the Android's approach to managing the platform layer style versus giving applications the freedom to express their brand. And how you think that, if you were, and how it might apply to your thoughts on cross-platform.
Yeah, I might have an opinion, but it's not really that worth it, probably. I mean, from a very developer point of view, I would say that what I want is not to have to think about these kind of problems at all, but then it's probably just me being lazy. In my ideal world, I have a toolbar, a menu bar, and it gets wherever it has to go, which is how we used to work on Qt widgets. It's probably a very good idea to let applications look whatever they need to look like, but I prefer your feedback better than whatever I can say.
So, opinion and question. So, I don't think that the look and feel is in the old days, it's quite common to have like your even in the desktop to have custom things and have it across all platform. But I think that the bigger problem is the interaction variables. Like for example, in Android, the back button is supposed to use in all apps, and it goes to another back button, and then there's no back button or there's a way of interacting with people expect or apps. I mean, I think that's the bigger issue.
Yeah, in this regard, I think that I am fine with that problem because it's mostly a programmer problem. I mean, it's something I can solve because I know how to add and remove a button as long as I know what's the alternative I have if I'm in that platform or another. I'm more worried on, yeah, I prefer not to decide what things look like, maybe. I don't know.
Any more questions? More of a comment, I guess, on the open field situation as well, born from the early comment. It used to be that, you know, people had took this freedom to make their applications look like anything, and you got Kai's power rule out of it. If anyone's ever seen that one, that was quite a special little snowflake in the graphics world. And these days, even though everybody have all that power, it seems as though people are sort of being a bit more sensible about what they use that power for.
You know what, in the web world, everything looks different.
Okay, I think that's all the questions we've got time for, so thank you very much.